Darcy Waldegrave has been good enough to join us from Radio Sport New Zealand. Welcome to you, Darcy. Great to have you again.
Yeah, Dwayne, thanks very much for the invite. Always good to appear on Aussie Radio, especially ahead of such an auspicious occasion as Sunday night's big fight, the bun fight at the MCG.
Are you, you're not here yet?
No, I fly out at about 2.30 tomorrow afternoon, New Zealand time, arrive in Melbourne at 4.30, unbelievably excited. Look, I've been in this industry, Dwayne, for, 14 years now, and at the end of the day, I'm still a fanboy. I still get a real kick out of going to these things, and I think if I lose that enthusiasm, that desire, that fan side of me, I'll probably walk from the industry, because, look, let's face it, this is what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was talking earlier on, there's plenty of pubs that are full of New Zealanders and Indian fans at the moment as well. I think they've stuck around in town. I was at one of them on the beautiful Yarra River today, and there's a couple of New Zealanders there that didn't have tickets, and they were still planning to get some from scalpers. It's going to be massive, I think, the celebration here. They were telling me that this is arguably the biggest sporting moment for New Zealand sport. I know you've had some big moments before, but this is going to be something that if you can get a ticket into the ground and New Zealand beat Australia at the G, there might never be anything like it ever again.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that there's a lot of ifs involved in that one, Dwayne. I'd like to take an opinion, a view on this, is that it already is arguably the biggest sporting event. It's taken New Zealand by storm right now, regardless of the result, though I'm confident of New Zealand, and I know that they are also confident of their own ability, as we discussed a couple of nights ago, and this is something that's unusual in New Zealand sport, an out-and-out confidence in their own ability to do it. We're much more of a doer race that prefer not to trumpet our own ability. We'd rather just come from the underdog position and win, but we're in a strong position. They back them, and I think the fact that we are there, we are in final, we are playing Australia, and it is a massive world competition. Already it is right up there and in the top handful of events. And talking about that chutzpah, for want of a better phrase, that New Zealand have, when I interviewed Brendan McCullum when he first got into the national team, so we're talking 12, 13 years ago when I first started at Radio Sport, and I asked him what he wanted to achieve as a cricketer when he first got selected, and he said, "I'd like to be the best wicketkeeper batsman New Zealand has ever seen." Now, that coming from a New Zealander, even now, is pretty unusual, but back then it was almost unheard of, and people would almost attach a, you know, "Don't be arrogant, don't get out of your position too much, we'll chop you down pretty damn fast." But he's always had this ambition, this steadfast ambition that he's going to be the best he can possibly be, and he didn't mind telling people because he felt he had to live up to it the more he spoke about it. And I think now that Hessen's implanted him as captain over Taylor, that attitude, that ambition has now filtered through the rest of the team, and they're proud to say, "Yeah, we want to win, yeah, we're going to do well," and not be that typical New Zealand, "Oh, you know, she'll be right, we'll have a bit of a go, but if it does, don't worry about it." You know, we're starting to get a bit of that Aussie swagger about us, if you will.
Because you can't lose this and be happy. Well, we've done it to you a few times. I know you've beaten us at union, you've beaten us at netball, you've beaten us at soccer, but there will be nothing to compare to this. So if you lose, it'll be, "Oh, big brother's knocked over little brother again," just what you expected, and it'll be hard for you to take, won't it?
I think it will be. I think a lot of people are saying they're very proud of what New Zealand have done, and outwardly they probably wouldn't say they'd be disappointed if it falls over. But we've gone so far, it'd be a shame if it got lost now in this world. I mean, there's a couple of very emotive factors behind this one as well, Dwayne. One of them is the fact that Daniel Vittori will be hanging up his boots at the end of this.
Yep.
This is an 18-year professional career. I remember when he got selected, he's such a young man with his long hair and his glasses, and now he has come so far, and to come away from injury, and he's been basically dogged by injury for years now, and actually be fit enough to compete in this tournament, and to bowl the way he has bowled as well, has been extraordinary. So it's a goodbye to him. There's a strong possibility that Brendan McCullum won't play one day international cricket after this. He might not even play cricket anymore. His back is shot to bits. I mean, his back is gone. It's a miracle that he kept as long as he did with the state of that back. And I think the third and final reason why it will be so emotional for a lot of people is the Martin Crowe, and where Martin Crowe is at the moment, and what he's fighting, what he's struggling with. He's made huge peace with that as well. I know Martin reasonably well. His contribution to the team, to Ross Taylor, to Martin Gupton, and what he's done as well. Of course, his contribution to that famous 92 World Cup where we fell to Pakistan in the semi-finals. I mean, it's been immense, and the way he has found peace with the place that he finds himself in right now, and the fact that he's managed to hang around to the end and get to this final and see New Zealand do so well, I think that that emotional drive from the New Zealand team is going to be immense as they attempt to topple the big brother in the MCG. I don't think you can underestimate that, Dwayne. And, you know, being a former pro sports person yourself, I'm sure you can understand about where you drag power from in your game.
Yeah, my father actually worked with the Crowe brothers years and years and years ago when they were forging their reputation here in Australia as well. Just before we let you go, Darcy, what kind of percentage of New Zealanders do you think will down tools? What percentage of the nation will this one stop?
I've seen emails out from schools saying, we don't mind if your kids are late in the morning. We've seen email from workplace saying, ministries over here saying, look, don't get too down on your workers if they're a bit late to work on Monday morning or they come in a wee bit shaky, because the power that this has to unify the country is so important for the feel-good factor of the nation and for the workforce as well. So I wouldn't want to hazard a guess at a kind of percentage suffice to say I've never seen so many people talking and being involved in a game of cricket that was languishing for a while there. But what this team has done, the legacy they will leave, is there is a whole new generation now of people who are involved in cricket that want to be involved in cricket, and we'll see, we'll bear those fruits in years to come. The likes of Grant Elliott, who used to stay at home from school in South Africa to watch the World Cup in 92, and look where he's at now. The inspiration this has given us as a nation in sport has been huge, and I suppose when you look at the fact that the top of the A-League is the Wellington Phoenix, the Breakers have just won their fourth title in the ANBL. We regularly destroy you in Super Rugby, although the Waratahs did meet my Crusaders last year. We'll just add another cherry to this already towering cake of New Zealand sporting success over our older brothers, Dwayne.
You're not going to play that A-League game that's on in your country while the cricket's on, are you?
Well, they're actually all over it. The Wellington Phoenix have decided they're going to run scores up on the big screen. They're going to have TVs running it at halftime as well. So people who want to go and watch the football, look, let's face it, the Phoenix are playing very attractive football right now.
So what they might actually...
The both worlds. They've got the Warriors as well, Dwayne. The Warriors are playing Brisbane as a celebration of their 20 years in the NRL. They played Brisbane, of course, 20 years ago in 1995. And they're playing half an hour before the game starts off. So, look, it's going to be a massive weekend of sport over here. But it's all about the cricket, let's face it.
Tim. Darcy, great to have you. We appreciate you joining me and look forward to seeing you in town. Thanks for your time.
Hey, look, anytime, Dwayne, anytime. Thanks for yours. And good luck on Sunday. Hey, you probably need it.
And I'll see you over there for Anzac Day. I'll be heading there this year. Darcy Waldegrave from Radio Sport.